Soccer La Duma Radio.
Well done, sir.
Gentlemen, please, man.
Nice, well done.
All right.
Congrats.
Thank you, gents. The monkeys off my back.
Well, we start the show on that light and funny note from Coach Benny McCarthy. I'm sure you can recognize the voice. Hello there, my name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is Soccer La Duma Radio. In this show, we bring you Benny McCarthy from his post-match press conference reacting to the team's win against SuperSport United. His side won 2-0 against Gaetano Tembo's SuperSport United. Fantastic goal by Roland Pusher, who scored what is already a goal of the season, if not goal of the month nominee, with a fantastic goal. And Craig Martin as well scoring the second goal for Benny McCarthy's side. It ended up 2-0 to Cape Town City, and this is the press conference.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Well, first things first, a reflection on how his team started the match and how he saw the game overall.
Started off a little bit slow, more than I expected. I wanted us to start off from the get-go, make our intentions clear. The first pass from Tabu, very sloppy, and then the second pass, and then we allow them to get into the game. But I think we started growing into our own, and we knew that they were going to come out and try and press us high because they know that we want to try and play out from the back. But I just told the guys, we've done it the whole preseason. That's why we didn't do running. We hardly run. We just played football because we wanted to be, everybody must be comfortable on the ball. And I think today it shows, you know, as much as they came and their pressing was good and they played high intensity, but we kept our composure and we played through it. The only thing was lacking that I said to the boys in the halftime, it's okay, it's all nice, but for me it looks like we are training still because we weren't penetrating, we weren't hurting us, so we were playing out. And then all playing nice football, but it was all in front of the opposition. So we need to use Shaka because we brought him in to give us that depth, like keeping it there and playing balls into him. Didn't want us to become too predictable. And in second half, we started changing it very, very quickly. We started going in behind them, which we know Morgan and Clayton Daniels, that they are very experienced central defenders, that everything in front of them they'll clean up, but if it goes in behind them, we use the width of Vrelani and Nuruddin and playing balls into Shaka and in behind them turning, and that will be a problem for them. And that's exactly what happens, you know. So well played, got surprised in exactly as we said, because they don't want to come out shifting. So then they started shifting over. What helps Roland and Teko, we were asking them to get themselves in positions where they can pick up those little second balls outside the box. And yeah, when you score a goal like that, opening goal, then yeah, you have to then go and win the game. So fantastic strike by Roland. And then I think, yeah, then it became a bit easier for us, because now with a goal up to the good, we ended up keeping it nice. But towards the end, I started getting a bit angry and frustrated with the guys, because yeah, we were 1-0 up and then we go 2-0 up, and then we're inviting them to get back into the game by making sloppy little passes, little mistakes that can be costly, because you know. So that is one of the aspects that we need to go back and revisit, because not losing our focus towards the end of the game and being able to see the game out properly. So that's another area where I think we can improve. But overall, I was happy with the performance. I was very happy with the debut for the goalkeeper, for Peter. He wasn't really much tested, but when called upon, he showed his worth. He showed, you know, why we were so fortunate to get him. And the difference he brings to the team, that calmness, that composure. And yeah, I think the opposition scares us, like Langman, staring at Langman. So he's a huge figure there. So for us, it's really good.
Used to be Mr. Langman in the early days.
How old was I then? So yeah, so I think a lot of good, but also We can still improve. It's like we said, it's a long season, and it's only the first one, but the most important one because of the group of games that we see. We have the cycle where we plan for the first five games, and obviously for me, this was the one, the key one that we can't get past. So very happy that we managed to get past them this time around. So
he was quite reluctant to single out the best performer, even though a lot of the performers did well from his starting 11. But generally wanted to compliment the performance of his whole team. Here's how he reflected on that.
Everyone impressed me. Everyone was fantastic. Like Kwazi, it's his first time in South African football. He comes from Russia, played all over Eastern Europe. And South Africa is a different animal, you know, and I think, okay, yeah, at times you could see his adjustment wasn't there, but he stood tall and he showed aggressiveness and calm on the ball. So, yeah, so I think we are working progress, but I think he was excellent. I also think the goalkeeper, Peter, was fantastic, wasn't really troubled. And, yeah, but my whole team on the whole, like, I don't have a standout performer. So I can't be able to sit here and say this one, that one was man of the match because it was difficult to pick because they were all good at, they all stuck to the task, what was set out there in the dressing room, what we expected from each and everyone. Teko was supposed to be the leader and he showed that quality, you know, to make us play, to keep our calmness, keep our composure, and if players go into panic mode, he's been the player that's been at the highest level. He's played in the World Cup, him and Roland. That's why we paired the two of them up, so they had to keep everybody calm and that, and they done that superbly. So that was good leadership from them, and I think the captain was exceptional. You know, he was difficult task against Rusiki. Good, big, strong, quick, but yeah, Tommy held his own, and I think the armband didn't seem to trouble him that much.
Cape Town City made signings such as Gift Links and Riyad Noruddin to add to the depth of what is already there and the quality that is already there in the squad. Well, how did he approach it as a coach? What did he have depth in mind? What does he think about the additions to his team?
Yeah, no, I think it was the art of learning this job. Like how your team works and how every personality functions. So and I think getting Noruddin was blessing because he's a player, he can play across the front that we want, like the way we play a 4-2-3-1. So the three men that you want to support the striker, he can be a 10, he can be a 7, he can be 11. So we are spoiled for choice. And I think surprise has been unbelievable last season. So for me, he gets asked which position he wants to play. Because, yeah, that's the relationship that we have. And that's his preferred position. So Skilo has to take one for the team, but it's a position that he's well accustomed to. He can play there. He's good at it. It's probably not his best position. He would tell you himself that he preferred coming in from the left because of the strike that he can have. But, of course, so then there will be tiredness, and I will, as the season goes on, switch players. And also, we didn't get to see Gift as well. You know, it was another player that I wanted to bring in, but unfortunately, under the circumstances, us giving silly passes away, I thought it's probably better just to bring in Matsi there for a bit of more stature and that control. Then we have Pucha, Matsi, Nodada, and Teko on the park. So we've got four midfielders that can all win balls, but they can also, when we have it, then we can play, and we use the speed of Rosicky and Martin. So yeah, great Martin goal on his birthday. So fantastic, very happy for him.
Coach Benny also spoke about Diego Modise's age and the reality of him not being in his best physical form. Let's hear him talk about how he plans to use the midfielder.
A little bit like last season. You know, he's, like I said, with each individual player, I have my way. How do I manage them? Surprise, different to Teko, to Butcher, to Rusiki, to Shaka. But with Teko, it's, for me, it's more about what he can give me, what he can give the team. So I always ask him, not that it's, okay, players have preference, but I think we were teammates and I think he's earned my respect for me to go and have this kind of relationship with him, because I've seen it when I was a younger player, how Mourinho was with the senior players. Not to say that I want to be like that, but I think you get the best out of them when you get them to elect the kind of games that they're ready to play and which games, because obviously you have to consider it also the travelings and the strain that it gets on the body, because when you are over 32, the body responds different to Craig Martin's tackles to that. So of course we always have our discussions, and when it's certain games or certain trips, if he wants to be involved, if he doesn't want to be involved, or if he wants to sit this one out, and that's the relationship that I have with him, and he gives me an honest assessment of himself because he knows his body better than me. You know, the fitness guy might say, no, he's okay, he can play two 90 minutes or that, but if he tells me otherwise, I have to go with what he says, you know. So I think that's how we do it. If he gives me an indication, ah, coach, legs are dead, and then somebody else gets the nod.
Another interesting one for me personally is the underlying story that is developing between the goalkeeping situation at Cape Town City. Shu'aib Walters was the main goalkeeper last season. He was then knocked off that perch by a relative unknown in Sage Stevens, who did really, really well. And now Sage Stevens, after being number one last season for most parts of last season, has now been knocked off his perch by a new goalkeeper, Peter Leeuwenberg. How did Benny McCarthy approach this situation?
Listen, I think that was the toughest one for me to do, because Sage initially came in as a backup for Shu'aib, but because I've had belief in him and I showed him, you know, if he trains hard, if he works hard, he gets to play. He'll play, and so he's made it his own, you know. So he's been unbelievable throughout the preseason as well. And then, like we said, in a fortunate situation, we got Peter, and he's played for 14 years at Ajax, and you know, nobody gets to more than one season if you're not good enough, if you're not quality. And if you're at Ajax Amsterdam for 14 years, then you've got some kind of pedigree. Even though it's in the reserve team, but he's come through all the under-9s, under-11s, and every single year you get assessed if you're good enough in that. And when you climb up the ladder, it's because you excel and you're better than everybody else in that category. So yeah, so it is a long time, and obviously with getting him, made it a bit more difficult for Sage, because now you're getting a guy that's 14 years European experience, and he can't come here and be less, and he be lesser than what Sage is. So the thing is, what one, two really good goalkeepers that can push each other, that can encourage each other. So Sage have to understand, like, you know, that he's came in and against Chiefs and they had a flipping blinder. And I think, yeah, Sage probably saw then, like, poof, he's up for a fight. And credit to him, you know, he didn't just back down or said, like, ah, it's okay, I can see how the table is spinned now, I've done my part, and now it's us. And obviously we had our talks, and still do, and he understands that health competition is healthy. So yeah, we just had a nice discussion, and I said that even though Peter is here, doesn't mean that he's going to be the number one. You understand? They still have to work and show me that he's the same, you know, now that Peter has arrived. And it's also good to see his mentality and that, but I'm sure it wasn't very easy for him to take, but he accepted it. But towards last week, 3 days ago, he had a swollen, which probably made my decision a bit easier because it helped that Sage didn't train for 2 days, and because this part of his arm was honestly bruised and swollen. But then yesterday he was unreal in goal, so yeah, it was a toying cost really between the two, but came out okay. So I'm happy to have two top class goalkeepers.
And of course, inevitably, people are bound to ask questions when they don't see Ayanda Patosi from the starting lineup. So why was Ayanda not played?
It was just a technical decision. We just decided we've got a lot of players, and I can't wiggle my way out of this one. It was just a technical decision. You know, everybody's been pushing really hard, and this game needed high-pressured player. And I think Patosi is our luxury player. He makes us play, he scores goals, and he's good. But I think with the pressing that we've seen from Super Sports and how they press us, I think he would have felt a bit short, you know? So that's why we've gone for somebody like Thabo Nodada at 10, which is not his natural position, but he gives us that in front. We want to counter attack. When we win it, it's straight into the Nuruddins and that, and Patosi doesn't give us that. He makes us play. So yeah, and then we just felt that we've got Gift, we've got Katarega, we've got Craig Martin on the bench, and it's sort of like for like. You take Nodada out, you bring in Martin, he gives you the same high pressing, and when we get, he's able to get there. So, and I think, yeah, it was just the circumstances of this game called for that. We needed quick players because we wanted to hit the Morgans, the Clayton Daniels with pace, and Patosi is not blessed with pace, so everything else but pace. And that's really the reason why we've gone for that. But next week it's a completely different team to Super Sport. So next week it's a team where we have to keep as much the ball, we have to be comfortable, and we're going to get probably one chance maybe to make it count, and then it's maybe a game for Patosi where he's needed and then he's there. So nothing special, no fights, no nothing. So,
well, Baroka FC are quite a difficult proposition for Cape Town City. Well, they are next. They have to deal with them on Wednesday night. Baroka coming from a loss against AmaZulu on the weekend. So how does Benny McCarthy plan to deal with Baroka FC?
They've also been our bogey team last season. You know, we couldn't get one over them. But I think very positive going there, that this time we've got a keeper who won't suffer goals from 45 yards, 50 yards out. So we're more solid in goals. Yeah, because if I'm honest, Shoaib Walters played both games and we suffered goals from 45 yards. So, and I think this season, Sage and Peter seem to be a bit more solid, and they can handle those long and drive shots. So I think, yeah, we're more tighter, we're more solid at the back. And now we've added a striker, two strikers, because Rusiki is a revived man, and Shaka is coming, and he showed his quality. So I think those were the two areas where we lacked against Baroka, because both games, every game, I remember them, how we lost the game. I was so furious that we threw 3 points away, and even in the Telkom, they knocked us out in the Telkom, and it was games that was a given for us. We outplayed them, we outthought them, we just couldn't score. We couldn't score, and that was the problem. And we suffered silly goals, so now we can't suffer silly goals because we've got two really top-class keepers now, and we've got two strikers who can put the ball in the net, and we've got Craigie Martin who's come good. So I think I'm positive about that. So it should go down much better this season than it did last season.
Well, that was that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to this special episode. My name is Ngululeko Nkeu, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.